EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Morning. Welcome to Sunday on Classic FM. You're in the right place for the cosiest tunes on the wireless. Katie Brethwick here until four. Let's start with Foray.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
The music from Ladies in Lavender on Classic FM by Nigel Hess, played by Nicola Benedetti, with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra for support, conducted by Kirill Karabits. And we began the show with Foray this morning. The Basel Symphony played his Pavan on Classic FM. Ivor Bolton, their conductor. Katie Brathwick with sackfuls of tunes to play you this morning, an all-nighter on the way from Delius this morning. And coming up before 2 o'clock, something from the world's first full-time female film composer. I wonder if you can guess who that is. First to take us to your all-nighter, Carl Jenkins. The Benedictus from Carl Jenkins, the Armed Man, the National Youth Choir with the London Philharmonic Orchestra for support on Classic FM. Mr. Jenkins himself conducting. And don't forget, another star with a voice, Alid Jones, your host here on Classic FM later on this morning from 10. Right now, all-nighter time, a chance to hear a longer piece of music and dedicated to you if you are staying up for any reason this morning. Perhaps you've just got in and you're kicking back with a glass of wine after a night out, or perhaps you're catching up on some work, burning both ends of the candle and looking for something to give you a bit of a zhuzh. Take this from Delius.
Thank you.
your Classic FM all-nighter from Delius this Sunday morning, from an opera he wrote at the beginning of the 20th century called A Village, Romeo and Juliet. That is the interlude between scenes 5 and 6, and it's called The Walk to the Paradise Garden. The Paradise Garden being a pub, by the way. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic played for you this morning, and John Wilson conducted.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM, up first, Joachim Raff, his Evening Rhapsody, the Philharmonia Orchestra, played, conducted by Francesco Davalos. And just now, the woman who would become the world's first full-time female film composer. She even wrote the music for the official coverage of the coronation, the late Queen's coronation in the 50s. If you have ever been to the Tower of London to see the Crown Jewels, as you walk in, there's a film that plays and it follows the late Queen as she's processing down the aisle, and you can see her wearing the crown with this fabulous music playing. And that was written by Doreen Carwithin. You just heard her Suffolk Suite on Classic FM, Orford Ness from it, which is a really beautiful part of the county if you ever get a chance to go. The London Symphony Orchestra doing the honours, Richard Hickox there. conductor. Katie Brathwick here to choose your music this morning. Another female composer next. 20th century African-American, Margaret Bonds, her name, and this, her adaptation of Wade in the Water music, sung by slaves fleeing captivity along the Underground Railroad. Troubled Water. Thank you. Jenaba, Canet Mason on Classic FM, playing music by Margaret Bonds, Troubled Water. A former colleague next, and a friend, John Brunning, his Lacrimosa.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
22 years old when he wrote that and published posthumously Schubert's Trout Quintet on Classic FM, played by Pinchas Zukerman, Yefim Bronfman and the Zukerman Chamber Players. Just ahead, music from a former colleague of mine here at Classic FM, John Brunning, from his 2022 album of complete works, Lacrimosa Zweifei Yang, with Johannes Moser. The Global Newsroom has an update for you next, and then a favourite of my mum's from Chopin.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
At Specsavers, we've got hearing devices that can stream music or movies, and ones that are good in crowds. Rechargeable battery ones. Ones that are good at home. Ones that are good in the great outdoors. Ones that connect to phones. Ones that fit in your ear. Ones that fit over your ear. And ones that fit in wherever you happen to be. We've even got ones in our advanced range that use AI to make speech sound clearer. And they're all available at great Specsavers prices. Book a free hearing check today, because OK Hearing is not OK.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK, retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The leader of Reform UK, Nigel Farage, says its former chairman will return to the party to run a British version of Elon Musk's cost-cutting Doge department. Zia Youssef resigned from his original role on Thursday, but is now saying that was a mistake brought on by exhaustion. A senior union leader is expected to warn Reform UK is no friend of the workers during a speech later on. General Secretary of the GMB, Gary Smith, is expected to attack what he will call the chancers and bankers behind the party. More demonstrations have been held in Los Angeles against immigration raids in the city. A senior White House aide has described them as an insurrection against the United States. 44 people were detained there on Friday over alleged immigration violations. The former FBI supervisor, Rob DiMecco, has been telling NBC News a vicious cycle has developed.
You now have city and local authorities talking about how the federal authorities are doing things that they're not comfortable with, that they don't want. And of course, that's a politician doing that. And then that feeds the protesters. And then the protesters see that they're making ground on interrupting this, and that adds more protesters.
And Scotland's First Minister is to host a summit on reducing youth violence and knife crime. It will happen on Thursday and follows discussions between John Swinney and young people and also their families. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Oh, I've got a lovely cradle classic for you shortly from an ensemble who are coming to the Barbican tonight. Let's start the hour with Chopin.
Classic.